Just a minute. I said just a minute. Hold your horses. Who do you think?
Hi, this is Keith, your host.
He's the sweetest boy.
And it's time for the Retro Radio Podcast.
The only way you get that way is by inheriting a million.
The Retro Radio Podcast, the Internet's best-kept secret source for your favorite old-time radio shows.
I got a scene underway. I'm ready to die.
Always family-friendly, always good, clean, and fun.
But you're getting warm!
It's the place where new tech meets old tech and likes it.
Well, he certainly did wonders for me.
Now located at retro-otr.com.
Very educational.
Visit us today and leave us a comment. Email us feedback. We'd love to hear from you.
Cybernetics. It concerns man's efforts to develop a perfect thinking machine, a robot electronic brain that will not only do man's work, but even do his thinking for him. A robot that is
me, David the Retrobot.
What's up with that introduction?
Well, Keith gets his own intro to start the show. Why not me? Well, what do you think?
How about this?
What you might call a mechanical stool.
Haha, I'm laughing. Just introduce the show.
Today's feature is another from the early days of Jack Benny. December 2nd, 1934.
Proce of the Rio Grande.
Hey, how did you do that? What did you say?
How I did it is a secret. I said, Rose of the Rio Grande.
If you two are about done, Keith has an important message.
Hey everybody, this is Keith, and here's a tip of the day for how to support our podcast.
Visit retro-otr.com.
While you're there, click on our FAQ page. You can read through some of the questions that are there, and by all means, fill out the form and submit a question. You'll receive an answer through email by myself, and your question will then appear on the webpage with all the rest of them.
It's free, it's easy, and it only takes a few minutes of your time.
So that is just one quick and easy way to support the Retro Radio Podcast. So please do, and thank you for your support.
First up, from 1933, it's Lee Ray, backed up by the Phil Harris Orchestra. Fit as a fiddle.
Thank you. as a fiddle and ready for love. Why, I could jump over that moon up above. Fit as a fiddle and ready for love. I haven't a worry, I haven't a care. I feel like a feather that's floating on air. Fit as a fiddle and ready for love. Soon those church bells will be ringing, and I'll march with Ma and Pa. And those church bells will be ringing with the hey, nanny, nanny, and a hot chop chop. Hi, diddle, diddle, my baby's okay. Ask me a riddle, oh, what did he say? Sit as a fiddle and ready for love.
Now, here's Keith again with some web page updates.
Hey everyone, this is Keith, and I just wanted to say that we have a really good show today. I know I enjoy it, and I hope you do too.
Hi Keith, what's new?
Another reminder of things we have recently started and things coming up. Hope everyone's enjoying our Love Story magazine dramas. Nice and romantic and drama and all that. Coming soon, we will have some more adventure stuff, particularly Blue Beetle. We'll be running Blue Beetle all summer long. Our Lone Ranger series will continue all summer long and probably even beyond. We're still doing the Lux Radio Theater, which will present a show or two on Mondays, because that's the day that it actually aired on, way back when. So watch for some changes, and I think I'm going to start running my collection of early Jack Benny on Sundays. Some of the audio quality is not the best, but they're really neat to hear how Jack and Mary and the whole gang sounded way back in the day. You can kind of tell the writing style is different. They had different writers in their first few years. They switched writers, I think, around 1935 or 6, and you can kind of tell it in some of the humor, some of the lines the characters say. Are a little bit out of character for them and what you would know them for in later seasons. And so that's what I got. I think I've been talking too much. Without any further ado, on with the show. Take it away, Retrobots.
Here's the Ozzie Nelson Orchestra with Ozzie Nelson on vocals. 1931. Truly I Love You. Thank you.
Now for our featured presentation.
The Jello program starts with Don Bessel, his orchestra. The orchestra opens from the motion... And now for that self-made man that could have done a better job, that's Benny.
Hello again. This is Jack Benny, the hotel clerk, remember? And for once, you're right, Don. You might be kidding, but I am a self-made man. Nobody helped me.
You look it.
Well, say, listen, all of Rembrandt's paintings weren't good either. Are you a self-made man, Don?
No, the stork brought me.
I made four. Joke for myself. Let me get a few of them in tonight, Don, just for a change.
It's fair. After all, you're the comedian.
Well, remember that.
I'll try. But by the way, Mike, you know, I tried to get in touch with you. Hey, where were you?
Well, Don, I sort of relaxed today. I went around for all the new pictures, Don. You know, I'm a real movie fan.
You are?
Yes, sir. I can watch pictures all day. No, about 11 o'clock this morning, I went over and saw College Rhythm with Joe Penner and Lanny Ross.
They were with me this morning.
No, Don, I mean they were in the picture. See that? See, then I had lunch, and right after lunch, I went in to see the gay divorcee.
You mean Peggy Joyce?
Already. Then later on, I went over to see the St. Louis kid, and don't ask me if it was Fizzy Bean, it was Cagney.
I won't, Jack. You're the comedian.
Thanks. You'd be surprised how much better I feel already. Well, anyway, it was 4 o'clock, so I dropped in on the Merry Widow with Chevalier. Then I left Chevalier and saw Dinner at 8.
With Jell-O?
Yes, Don. It was a double feature.
Thanks.
Well, anyway, it was time to broadcast, so I came here, and like Eddie Cantor, I am ready to kid millions. Boy, am I hot tonight.
Thank you, folks.
What are you thanking for, Mary? That applause was for me.
Oh, I thought it was my reception.
Oh.
Certainly is a fickle public, here today and gone tomorrow.
Where were you all day, Mary? And am I sorry I asked you?
I was over on Wimpole Street visiting the Barracks.
What?
The Barracks of Wimpole Street. You hear me?
Oh, well, how are the Barretts?
It's awful, Jack. The old man Barrett is getting so mean, all his daughters had to leave Wimpole Street.
I see. They couldn't bear it. Did you hear me, folks?
You certainly are the comedian tonight.
Yes, sir.
What's funny about that, Jack?
Mary, the Barretts of Wimpole Street, they couldn't bear it, see?
I still don't get it.
Well, hello, everybody. Here I am, fit as a fiddle and look like a saxophone.
Ah. The other self-made comedian has arrived.
Oh, thanks, Jack. You really think so?
Absolutely, Frank. You are, without a doubt, a real comedian.
Well, of course, I can sing in a pinch.
Yes, and that pinch is very important. Don't lose it, you know?
Says you.
Says I.
Says me.
Now, listen, now don't change the subject. I saw a picture this afternoon, too.
Mary, you ask him what picture. I can't.
What picture was it, Frank?
I saw Imitation of Life with Don Besser.
Well, he's a good imitation.
He means I went with him to see the picture.
That's right. Go ahead and spoil a joke.
Well, I'm a comedian, too.
Yes, Don, you're also very funny.
But I am. Of course, I can lead an orchestra in the pinch.
Get ready, Don. The pinch will be here any minute. Huh?
Says you.
Says I.
Says who?
Says me.
Wait a minute. 5 minutes of our time gone and we're not getting any place. Same old arguments every week. You know, fellas, what this program needs is new talent. People with specialties, not pinches. Say, Mary, call up Jake Ginzel, the agent.
Jake Ginzel? Who's he?
He handles all kinds of radio talent. See if he can rush somebody over here and liven up this program a little. His number is Lackawanna 7460.
All right. Hello, operator. Give me Bryant 0499.
Mary, that's the wrong number.
What's the difference as long as he answers?
Oh, all right.
Hello, is this Columbus 2593?
Mary.
Hello, is that you, Jake? Say, Jake, this is the Jell-O program.
Mary, tell him the 6 delicious flavors.
Wilson, keep out of it.
Say, Jake, Jack Benny wants some new talent. Yeah, something different. You know, novelty for the air.
Ask him what he's got.
What have you got, Jake? He says he's got singers, dancers, musicians, jugglers.
Tell him to mix them up.
Mix them up, Jake, and send them right over. Goodbye.
Thanks, Mary. We'll get some real talent up here without pinches. Play, Jake. I mean, Don. Fester and his orchestra. Say, Mary, did any of that talent get here yet?
Not yet, Jack.
Say, Don, I hear you're doing fine at Lowe's State, having a big week.
Yes, Jack, thanks. How's everything up in Boston with your show?
Oh, fine. I'm having a lot of fun in Boston. And besides, I'm learning to speak English.
What do you mean?
Well, I was at a party the other night and told a story about my aunt. And somebody corrected me. You see, in Boston, Don, it's your aunt. You see, they use the broad A there.
Well, that's the proper English, Jack. Whenever I go to Boston, I ask for a room and a bath.
Oh, well, you can have your bath. I took a bath this morning, looked just as good as you do.
You know, Jack, I love the way they talk in Boston.
That's right, Mary. You were there, too. Did you have any trouble with bath and bath?
No, I took a shower and everything was all right.
Well, that was smart, yes.
You know, I played in Boston a few weeks ago, and I can't say I had any trouble.
You can't?
No, you see, I just walked into the restaurant, ordered ham and eggs, and everybody understood me.
Oh, God. And, you know, I like their baked beyonds and kasha, don't you?
I have no complaint to make about Boston. Up there, Jell-O is Jell-O, and it tastes twice as good as ever before.
Again, we're getting no place. What kind of a program is this tonight? There's somebody at the door. See who it is, Mary.
Come in. Who is it?
Jake sent me.
Well, thank heaven. I'm glad you got here. Well, what do you do?
Fine, and how do you do?
No, I said, what do you do? What's your specialty?
Well, I tell jokes and juggle.
Jokes and juggle, that's a nice combination. Have you had any experience on the air?
Yeah, I fell out of a balloon once.
Well, don't worry, that can't happen here. Well, anyway, let's hear your joke. That's what we need on this program. See, that's why I sent for you. A real good joke.
All right. My father's hair only grows on one side of his head.
What side is that?
The outside.
That's fine. That's fine. That's very good. We can use you on one side of this program.
What side is that?
The outside. Yeah. That come out of my own head.
You must have used a fine comb.
What else can you do?
I sing, too.
You sing? Have you got a good voice?
They tell me I'm a second Frank Parker.
Oh, you're a second Frank Parker.
Jack's having trouble with the first one.
Am I mortified?
Well, now, look, do anything, will you, and get it over with.
Huh? Yeah, I'm in a hurry, too.
What are you in such a hurry for?
I drive a truck in a pinch.
Oh, you too, eh? Well, go ahead, get started. What do you want to do first?
First, I'll juggle. I'll juggle five plates at one time.
Wait a minute. What good is juggling on the radio? How can they see you?
Well, you tell jokes and nobody can see you.
I know, but listen, I mean, how can they appreciate your juggling? Nobody will believe you.
I'll take an oath I'm doing it.
Oh, well, that squares things, yeah. Go ahead. Juggle your five plates. By the way, what's your name?
W.C. Jones.
What's the W.C. stand for?
Fields.
Oh, W.C. Fields. I get it. Well, get started. You want a little music with this?
Yeah.
Don, give him a little juggle music. Don, I said juggle music, not jungle music. Oh, pardon me. Ladies and gentlemen, five plus, and very, very good, too. Top juggler. He is now juggling four plates. I mean three plates. Well, even three plates isn't bad. Ah, how marvelously he handles one plate. Chester, just a minute. Boy, give me that plate, will you?
Here.
Now stick out your head. He is now juggling no plate. Carry him out, boys, as there's no place like home.
How's the new talent, Jack?
Don't worry, you didn't start out so good either. And now, folks, come in. Who are you?
Jake sent me. I can imitate a dog. Roof, roof. And in a pinch, I can do a rooster.
Mary, slam that door, will you? And now, ladies and gentlemen, Frank Parker, number one, will sing One Night of Love. Is that right, Parker?
Yes, but I can sing Blame It on My Youth in a pinch.
All right, sing. Mary, what are you laughing at?
I don't know, I'm tired.
Well tonight, Frank. Well, that was Frank Parker singing Blame It on My Youth. And now, my anxious public, we are continuing our series of breath-stopping, tear-jerking, hair-raising dramas. And for the first time on any air, we are presenting that thrilling play of the Mexican border, The Rose of Rio Grande Street. This play had a longer run than a 20-cent pair of lady stockings. It ran 3 days in Trenton, and then the cast ran from there to Philadelphia. And unlike Abe's Irish Rose, they are still running. This play will go on immediately after the next number. Parker, you get some cactus plants and some big sombreros. Mary, you go out and get 10 cents worth of Mexican dialect.
Where can I get that, Jack?
Any chili parlor, Mary. Play, Don, and give us a chance to get to Mexico. Tamale playing La Cucaracha, or Cucaracha. And now for our play of the Mexican border, The Rose of the Rio Grande. Atmosphere, Don. La. Of the Rio, you are to be my only daughter, and I am to you your father.
Sai, sai, senor.
That's si, senor. Si, si.
Si, senor.
You must never to leave this rancho, and if somebody packs you away, I kill him. Carambo, Caracho, Ricardo, Cortez.
Cuando sale de la sala vagamento.
Ah, it is my sweetheart. Outside my window.
Ah, gringo, eh? Hey, what you do down there?
Jake sent me.
Jake, eh? I fix him, Tarantella, Pronto, Toronto, Montreal.
No, Papa. It is Senor Franco Parquero. He is my loafer.
What do you mean, loafer?
I loaf him and he loafs me.
Chiquita, you shall never marry gringo so long as I leave.
The quicker you leave, the better.
3 o'clock Mexican Standard Time. Chiquita, I am very tired. I will go to my room and take one big nap.
Okay, senor Chut. Oh, Carioca, Carioca.
Ah, come and see me, Rita.
I have terrible headaches. Bring me 2 castanets. I feel like dancing the fantango. What is the senor papa doing?
The signori, signori.
He make me sleep. He always talk in his sleep. Ah, it is him again. Mine honey. Carioca quick. Six enchiladas for two.
Si, senorita. I sure will.
And tell my gay caballero to come up downstairs.
Si, si, senorita. Come in, white dress.
Quiet, my loaf. You will wake up the senor papa.
Ah, Rose of the Buick, Rio, I love you. Ever since I have come to Mexico, I can't eat, I can't sleep.
He can't even get a job.
Who was that, Rose?
Papa, he always talking, he sleeps.
Ah, senorita Rose, for the last time, will you marry me?
I would like to, yes. But are you rich?
You mean rich?
Rich, rich, as long as you're wealthy.
Well, I own plenty of oil.
Yeah, it's in his hair.
Papa, he's still talking, he sleeps.
I don't care if he is sleeping. Where did he say my oil was?
In your hair, your hair.
What was that?
hair? What's on a monkey's face?
Look in the mirror and find out.
I wish I could dream of an answer.
Ah, Rose, for the last time, will you marry me?
No, no. Papa hates gringos. He will kill you.
He will, eh? Well, there's nothing left for me to do than to steal you and take you across the Rio Grande.
Oh, I am so afraid.
Afraid of what?
Afraid that you will change your mind.
Ah, Rose, my beautiful black-eyed Susan.
Ah, Frank, my Mexican hairless pup.
Come, Rose, let us away.
Where is your horse?
Outside. Come along, Rose.
It is 7 o'clock. Chiquita, Chiquita, Rose, where are you?
Oh, you know, your daughter has just eloped with Franco. They were grind across the Rio Grande.
Oh, you know, talk, eh? Well, I find them. Nobody can say this to me, the great Rudy Villa. Come on, you peons, follow me. We are headed for the Rio Grande. Giddy up. Not that way, man. That is the Hudson River. This way.
Look, Rose, we're being followed.
Get these horses. They are hard. We should have taken a taxi.
Get the axe, Equipoise. We must hurry.
Oh, oh. Now, cavaleros, we must cross the Rio Grande. Come on. Stay under me, horse. I can't swing. Ah, here we are. We make it all right. They will not get away from us. Yes. Oh, oh. I think they stop in these cabins. We shall see what we shall see. Carlos, you go back to the cabin.
Si, senor.
Pedro, you watch the road. Sanchez, you come with me. And Lopez, you play the piano.
Si, this is Lopez.
Frank, it is the Senor Papa. And he has some tough hombre with him, my friend.
No. Don't worry, Rose. I have a pretty tough gang myself. Come on, men. It looks like a fight to the finish.
Come out of that cabin.
Don't do it, Franco.
Stand by, men.
Don't worry. We will. Have faith in us.
That was better. Come on out, or I will shoot.
Little man, what now?
Well, I guess we better go out. We just moved in here, and I don't want to cause any trouble.
Aha! Another victory for me.
Viva la France!
Viva Las Vegas!
The time for the Mexicans we got here. Say, you who steal my daughter, what is your name?
Don Franco Parker.
And you, Pat, who are you?
Don Jose Pepsi. Jose Pepsi.
What's the Jose for?
In a pinch.
Hey, you tough guy over there, what they call you?
Don Jello Wilson.
That's three Don and one to go. I see you in New York, eh? What you do here?
I'm selling Jello. Jello is just as good to top off a Mexican meal as any other kind of a meal.
You set him, big boy. Hey, just one a minute. Who is that hombre hiding behind you? Hey, tell me, who are you?
Jake Harrison.
For heaven's sake, what are you doing in Mexico? Are you a Mex?
Sure, Mex Flefferman.
So you're a Mexican, eh?
What else?
What you do down here?
I just came down for a bowl of chili. Say, I tell me, stranger, are you from Mexico?
What?
Are you from Mexico?
Mexico, and I'm from Brooklyn.
I know it. That mustache didn't fool me.
Hey, who are these three fellows with you, these hombres?
They're my brothers, and we're all Mexicans.
Oh, the four Mex brothers, eh?
Yes, yes. Pedro, Pencho, twice as Richo, and Jello.
Oh, you got a brother Jello, eh?
Ah, senor, stop a clowning. I would like to marry your daughter, Rose. I love her too much like anything.
Oh, you've gone Mexican, too, huh? Well, you will have to ask her yourself, because she will have to leave with you, not me.
Then the rest is a cinch. Ah, Rose of Grand Street, for the last time, will you marry me? I am healthy, young, and rich.
No, never. I will marry Jello.
Jello? Why?
Because Jello is twice as rich.
That's all
I want to know. Play Don Emmanuel Umberto Bestaro.
That was the last number of the eighth program in the new Jell-O series. Well, folks, I hope you all enjoyed our little Mexican play, and we'll be with you again next Sunday night. Mary, where are you going now?
I'm going straight home, Jack.
Come on, then. I'll take you home.
All right, Jack, but not on horseback. I can still feel that ride across the Rio Grande.
Good night, folks.
The selection Love is Just Around the Corner from the motion picture Have a Heart. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
There's a little time, so listen to Paul Whiteman, probably from the early 1940s, with the four hits and a miss, Jeepers Creepers.
I don't care what the weatherman says, when the weatherman says it's raining, you'll never hear me complaining. I'm certain the sun will shine.
I don't care how the weather vane points, when the weather vane points to gloomy, it's gotta be sunny to me when your eyes look into mine.
Creepers, creepers, where'd you get those creepers? Creepers, creepers, where'd you get those eyes?
Gosh, y'all, get up. How'd they get so lit up? Gosh, y'all, get up. How'd they get that size?
Golly gee,
when you turn those heaters on,
woe is me.
Got to put my cheaters on.
Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those creepers?
Oh, those weepers,
how they hypnotize.
Yeah,
where'd you get those eyes? Them there
to put my cheetahs on.
Creepers, creepers, where'd you get those
creepers? Oh, those weepers,
how they hypnotize.
Knock me out.
Where'd you get those eyes?
Where'd you get them?
Won't you put me wise?
Don't you try, man.
Pay to advertise.
Tell them something.
Where did you get those eyes?
Presented by the Retro Radio Podcast. Retro-OTR.com.
Shall we go?
Oh, yes. I never want to come near this house again as long as I live.
Yeah.